On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Giving yourself a little bit more structure and ease and telling yourself that you can always back out if it's too hard or too overwhelming will help you get the start that you need in order to get the follow through that you want.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Imagine this with me. Imagine a day where your to-do list doesn't intimidate you and where focus is your superpower. I know it might sound like a fantasy for most of us, but this can be your reality with these tried and tested tricks that I'm going to share with you in today's episode. I love this topic because everyone loves a good productivity hack, right? But here's the twist. We're not just talking about generic tips that may or may not work for everyone. We are diving into the world of productivity with science-backed hacks that have been a game changer for someone like me, someone navigating ADHD. We are about to uncover strategies, techniques, and habits that will not only boost your productivity, but also cater to the needs of those people that may be neurodivergent like me. These past few years have been this journey of self-discovery and empowerment as I've explored practical solutions for my tendency towards distraction. And now I am excited to share the habits that I have brought into my real life and made a difference with. So whether you're someone with ADHD seeking strategies that resonate or simply looking to enhance your productivity this year, you are in for a real treat. And real quick, before we dive in, if you are looking for even more productivity tips or ways that you can get back your time, and if you're curious about how you can end the cycles of overwhelm and burnout for good, then you have to learn from my time coach. Yes, my time coach, Marie Forleo. She has a free live class, 3 sneaky mistakes that kill productivity and tank your profits. You can save your seat for it at jennakutcher.com/time. Marie has completely transformed the way that I look at time and how I move through my days, and I know without a doubt she can help you too. Make time for this class. I know if time is short, make time for this. You are going to learn how to truly make time for everything that matters for you. So spend 1 hour learning this and it'll change your life. Again, you can save your seat at jennakutcher.com/time. Now let's dive on into the productivity habits that actually work.
Your sales software shouldn't be a bummer. When you step inside your CRM, you should feel equipped to do your best work, like you're sitting in the pilot seat with easy-to-use, powerful controls. And that's the magic of HubSpot Sales Hub. The new Sales Hub is designed to help you win quarter over quarter and year over year. With an intuitive prospecting workspace and AI-powered tools that reduce your workload, managing leads is a lot less like manual labor. And closing deals, it's no big deal at all. Wrangle your day-to-day tasks on a seamless platform that makes navigating contacts, calls, and analytics easy. Get AI-powered tools like ChatSpot that are tailor-made to be personal assistants for your CRM. Simply prompt it to pull up a contact, sum up last week's sales, or research your competitors. By automating steps across the sales pipeline, you can take back your time and spend it on more impactful tasks. Close more deals and get on track for your best Q1 yet. Learn about HubSpot Sales Hub at HubSpot.com/sales. That's HubSpot.com/sales.
So the first one is a bit of a classic, but with a twist. So we've probably all heard of the Pomodoro technique. That's the method where you break your work down into intervals in order to increase your focus and your efficiency. So traditionally, the Pomodoro technique is 25-minute time blocks because it's been proven that our brain can focus better in shorter periods of time. Now, I will be honest, for me, sometimes 25 minutes feels like way too long or intimidating for me. So here are a few ways that I've tweaked this technique to help me block out my time, but in a way that supports me and my ADHD brain. So first, executive tasks. Now, this is like embarrassing to admit, but one thing that I've learned so much with my diagnosis is that I am so good at a lot of things, but one thing, or I should say a category of things that I really struggle with, are just like executive tasks and functions. So these are like really common tasks that I avoid and struggle with, things like cleaning out my closet, opening the mail, sending in bills, getting started on a project. So one thing that has really helped me is just setting a timer. So usually for me, it's about 20 minutes or even less. And I just have to focus on getting done what I can get done in that period. Now, what's super interesting is that usually in a 20-minute time spot, I can get the majority of things done, or I gain so much momentum that I hit the flow state that I am desiring and I end up finishing. And so timers can be really motivating. And it's hilarious to me because I'm a mom with toddlers and timers are like a lifesaver, right? Like you're at the park and like, honey, you've got 5 minutes left to play. But timers have been really helpful for me, especially in the areas that I am putting off. And one thing to note here is that if you are someone like me and you struggle with like executive tasks or things that come really easy to other people, it can be so easy to beat yourself up about it. And so when I set that timer and achieve it, like I feel like I deserve a medal. Like I would much rather get a medal for actually going through my mail, scanning the things I need to send to my accountant, mailing in the bills and making that donation to that nonprofit that I wanted to. I would rather get a medal for that than like being a New York Times bestseller. Like for me, that feels like climbing a mountain. And maybe that's not true for you, but setting a timer can often help me just get the start that I need and alleviate some of that guilt and shame that I carry around when I see things in my life that I know need to get done, but I'm struggling to do it. Another thing that I have done and brought into my life that is similar, but a twist on the Pomodoro technique, is telling myself I can quit after 10. So I have been doing this a lot with exercise in the last year. One of my biggest goals was to just bring daily movement into my life and make it fun. And there were so many days where I just like simply did not want to move my body. And so one thing that I've done is that I've told myself, just start the workout. And if after 10 minutes you want to quit, go for it and quit. And what is so interesting to me is that I have never once quit a workout. And usually my workouts are like 20 to 30 minutes. So it's not like that long. But at the same point too, I think it's just proof that a lot of times starting is the thing that is holding us back. And so telling myself you can legitimately quit and not blame yourself or not have shame around it after 10 minutes if you don't feel like doing it, it shows me that starting is the hardest thing and that carrying forward and moving through it is usually a lot easier once I do that. So quit after 10 is another good technique. And then lastly, I like to do these things called blitzes. So blitzes are where I do super focused work, where I'm talking about like only having one tab open. And right now, as I'm recording this episode, I have like 8 tabs open. So it is very rare that I personally can have one tab open. But when I do a blitz, it is like, get serious, one tab open, put on some music, put away the phone, set a timer and get through as much as I can. This pressure works really well with my ADHD. A lot of times people with ADHD work really well under pressure. They are sometimes the people that are like coming in at the final hour. And so it allows me to like not overthink things too much, which is a tendency of mine. So whether I'm doing like a final review of a copy doc or hammering through my inbox and responding to all those emails that I've read and then marked unread, a 20-minute blitz can be a really great way to, again, get started, get momentum. And a lot of times I'll find myself doing more than that once I get going. So in short, if something feels really overwhelming or massive, or if you're kind of walking around in that guilt and shame cycle that you're not doing something that you know you need to do, Try a spin with the Pomodoro method and harness your brain's ability to focus for a shorter period. And I feel like there's something in us where we're like, I can do anything for 10 minutes, right? And so giving yourself a little bit more structure and ease and telling yourself that you can always back out if it's too hard or too overwhelming will help you get the start that you need in order to get the follow through that you want.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Okay, number two, a habit that I've been doing for years that has been so helpful for me is something I learned from Marie Forleo. It's called mise en place. So if you have ever found yourself working from home and suddenly it's the middle of the day and you have a load of laundry that is still in the dryer, which I'm laughing right now because our sheets are literally in the dryer as I'm recording this. Maybe you have an organizational project that you started of your linen closet. You have lunch half made on the counter. You have the dishwasher halfway open with the dishes still inside of it. And no work is actually getting done, then this one is for you. Because if you are anything like me, you can get super easily distracted. I'm talking about like the kind of distracted where you walk into a room and you're like, okay, wait, why am I here? What am I gonna get? Or maybe you underestimate how long a little side project is going to take you and then it totally derails your day. Listen up. So I will never forget when Marie started teaching this to me. I learned this in her program called Time Genius, and it just clicked for me. Like, it totally made sense. I think about it every single day. So the idea actually originated from the culinary world. And Marie tells a story about how she was a bartender at a really busy bar in New York City, and she is having to like prep everything in advance. And so the culinary world talks about what mise en place is. So mise en place in French means put in place. It means that the ingredients are prepped, the tools are gathered, everything is organized before cooking begins, which Honestly, this method makes me laugh. I don't do a lot of cooking. Drew does the majority of the cooking for us. But like when I'm cooking, I am like rattling through the cupboards of like, oh, I need the salt and pepper. Oh my gosh, I need the olive oil. Oh my gosh, I need to grab that knife and that cutting board. And like, it's just kind of chaotic. And so this idea of mise en place is like looking at the recipe in advance, getting out every ingredient you need, every tool you need, having it all laid out and organized so that when you start cooking, you have everything you need. What a beautiful idea, right? And so how I have applied this brilliant idea and habit into my life is that I have been starting to really think about exactly what do I need in order to accomplish the things that I'm going to do today and how can I prepare them in advance? So for example, before recording today, a couple days ago before the weekend, I came through my office and I organized my office. So I got all my cords in the right places. I had my camera set up. I had my microphone ready so that today when I came in to sit down and record, all I had to do was plug my computer in and I was ready to go. And so it's this idea of really asking yourself, okay, right now next to me, I have my electrolyte drink. I have my coffee. You know, I have everything I could possibly need to keep me in this space to get the work done that I need to get done today so that I don't go off wandering into my kitchen and then all of a sudden I'm eating a snack and then I'm reorganizing the cabinets. It just really kind of contains me into a space. And it also keeps me from getting distracted or thinking about the things that I need to do what I meant to do. If you are someone like me who is like hunting down where your AirPods are, or you're trying to find that one cord that you saw somewhere, this technique can be really life-changing because it gets you started faster. And again, getting started is often the hardest part. Another thing that I do in terms of mise en place, and this is something that Drew and I both do, is like we have that around our home. So like it's just having things set up in a way that sets you up energetically with the right productivity mindset and kind of starts your day off right. So like for example, before we go to bed every night, we take a minute, we fluff the couch pillows, we organize it, we fold the throw blankets, like everything is put back so that when we wake up in the morning, the house just like feels good. Like we're not looking at last night's dishes and wondering like, who was the slob that left these behind? Same thing with when we make our beds. Coco makes her bed. She's 5 years old. She makes her bed every single morning and has her little stuffies just so. But I think that some of these things then when you go to climb into your bed at night, it just feels different. It's a different experience. And so mise en place can add more experience to your life. It can save you time and it can help you from getting distracted. And that is one of the habits that I've taken. So how to apply this is really look at what you're going to do today and figure out exactly what you need and try to think through it before you get into it. So tonight we have swimming lessons. I already have a bag packed. I have shampoo. I have a towel. I have a swimsuit ready. I have a snack in the bag. Like I've already anticipated all that. So when the time comes to leave for swimming lessons, I'm not running around like a chicken with my head cut off and adding more stress into my life. Just having 5 minutes of foresight allows me to just change the whole experience of the evening. Okay, the next thing that I do is having visual timelines and color-coded checklists. So I like love beautiful things. Please tell me I was not the only one who is a doodler. I was recently at a mastermind and like literally my notebook is just like full of little pictures and doodles. Like I am the girl who wants to buy all the colored pens. I want the highlighters. I want things to be beautiful. Like my to-do lists are beautiful. And I have always been this way. And so having these visual timelines, checklists, reminders, goals, it helps me so much. It kind of reminds my brain of like, this is what you need to be focusing on. This is the satisfaction of crossing something off of your list. I need visual cues everywhere. Like the amount of sticky notes that are in my home is almost laughable. Studies show that people with ADHD often benefit from having visual aids. So when you can create a visual timeline or checklist, you can not only make tasks and deadlines more concrete, but you can also bring yourself more joy and pleasure while you're in progress and also just have these little reminders of like, this is what's most important. This is what's most valuable. One thing that Marie told me and taught me is that there is always time for what's most important in our lives. And having those little visual reminders of like, this is what's most important, that helps center me and kind of eliminate some of that time stress that so many of us walk around holding because it's like, no, I'm spending my time in the right place on the right thing. So here are a few different ways that I've done this. So one, color coding my calendar. So this has been really helpful for me. I usually rely on my Google Calendar. That is where everything is. That is where my life is. And I used to have everything. It was like everything was the same pink and it was very overwhelming to me. And I never knew, like, is that for a call or is that for the house cleaner or like, what are these things for? And so I started a color coding system so that I can really look at my week at a glance and also my month at a glance. And one of the things that I think is so interesting is that when I can see these things at a glance, I can start to notice trends. And like, if I'm really tired for the week or if I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed, I can kind of look at my week at a glance and be like, whoa, this week was like really camera heavy. Like I had to be camera ready so many days. No wonder why I'm tired. Or this week I had so many calls. Like I need to have more margin in my life or I need to create better boundaries around that. So having things color coded kind of helps me identify trends and also notice gaps in my calendar. And it also allows me to kind of put that mise en place, that last tip, into action. So on days where I can batch work. So yesterday I had a day of like 6 different meetings. So I put everything in that and that was my day. Today I'm doing a lot of recording. So I kind of knew what to plan for. And so color coding my calendar is not only visually satisfying, but it also just helps me to kind of see what I need to prepare for as the week unfolds. And then looking at my month in a glance, like how did the month go? How did the month feel? What do I need more of? What do I need less of? And noticing those trends because it's color coded and easy to define. The next thing that I do in terms of having these like visual cues is actually printing things out. Now I know it feels very old school to like actually have a printer that has the right ink cartridge in it, but it has been really game changing for me. For example, the other day I printed off my current vitamins and supplement list and I taped it up in my cabinet next to my supplements so that every single day I'm not asking myself, what do I need to take and at what time do I need to take it? Or when I took Marie Forleo's Time Genius course, I literally went to Kinko's and printed off the color version of her workbook. And having that visual cue and that ability to put pen to paper, which scientifically shows that you retain information on a whole different level, and being able to highlight things and work through some of those tasks and projects, it really helped me actually follow through. I think a lot of us stop at information, but we never actually implement. And so if that is something that's true for you, print off the things that you are trying to learn. There is just such a different learning experience when you have something tactile. And so, yes, I went to Kinko's and got this printed. Yes, it cost me money, but it actually helped me follow through. And it is still a resource that I have and use and love. And so it's been something where it's not just another online login sitting in my inbox. There is like a physical reminder of the things I've learned and implemented in my life. And then lastly, another way that I visually do this and help sort my brain out is using a project management system. So we use Monday.com. We've used it for years now. We absolutely love it. It is a project management system. And I kid you not, one of the reasons why we chose it is because it's beautiful. Like it's color coded. It's beautiful. It's visually appealing. And so what I do on that is I have my to-do list. So every single day I log in, my team can add different tasks or things that they need me to review. It's all color coded. I know what is most important, what is least important. I know deadlines. I get to hit this very satisfying button when something is completed. And so I love having this visual project management system that allows me to see timelines, tasks, projects, progress, like everything is in one place and my entire team utilizes it. And so it just keeps us in this cohesive system that everyone is using, and not to mention it's beautiful. If you want to see how we use it, you can go to jennalovesmonday.com or click the link in the show notes and you can just see how we use this project management system, but it's something I swear by. So if you need more visual ways to break down your projects or track your progress, just find ways to create beautiful triggers or reminders as you're working, whether it's post-it notes, printing things off, having a physical planner or a journal, having a workbook. Like it is not silly, it works. Seeing your progress and having a clear roadmap can really help you manage your time more effectively. And it provides a sense of accomplishment, which is really crucial for people like me for maintaining motivation. Like knowing that I'm actually making progress motivates me so much more and allows me to get momentum.
When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right, you get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Another thing that I do is I am not afraid to use tools and apps created by people that are way smarter than me and that probably understand my brain better than I understand it myself. I might consider myself a tool junkie, and I'm not ashamed of that. I am the queen of fitness and biohacking tools. Like, they totally changed my life. Those are the things that actually allowed me to create and change habits and build new habits that have transformed my health. But I am also not ashamed to get like tools and apps for focus and productivity. I am someone who is like, if there is an app for that, you better believe I'm going to test it out. And the best thing is that you, as my listener, I get to tell you what works and what doesn't work. Basically, anything that is going to help me be more productive or be more present, sign me up for it. So here is why this works. So for individuals with ADHD, task management apps, focus apps, reminder systems are really helpful. These tools provide external structure and cues, which compensates for the challenges that we have with internal attention regulation, which is basically ADHD summed up. So here are a few of the tools I use and love. So Monday, again, that's what we use for project management. That's where my to-do list lives. That's where date reminders are. It's a way to organize the big projects that we have going on in my business. I use this app called the Forest app. I've talked about it on the show before. You literally download this app on your phone. You set it for how long you want to focus. And what happens on your screen is it starts planting seeds and it like grows like trees and flowers out of it. For every minute that you stay focused, like the plant keeps growing. And if you close out of the app or open anything else up, you basically kill it. Like, it's really sad. It's like death of a fake plant, but it helps you track your productivity and it kind of gamifies it and it incentivizes you to keep your phone distractions off, which Marie Forleo has some crazy science about how much time we spend on our phones and how distracted we are because of them. And so the Forest app is a great tool. Another thing that we got is called an RO box. It's A-R-O box. So we got this months ago. We use it every single day. It is this beautiful box that you set on your counter. We have it in our pantry where it plugs your phone in. So it has chargers for your phones. But once your phone is in the box, it tracks how much time you are off of your phone and it gamifies it. So there's this entire app. Every time you put your phone in the box, it's tracking how much time. And then every time you come back to your phone after it's been in the box, it'll ask you to track what you did. So whether you were playing with your kids or you were out in nature or reading a book or eating a meal,
It literally will like remind you of the things you do when you're not on your phone. And so Drew and I basically have a contest every single week of who can get more RO time. We get very competitive over it. The other day, we had both of our phones in the box and the girls were doing something really cute. And so I grabbed his phone to take a picture and he was like, "Are you sabotaging my RO time?" I'm like, "No, but maybe." And so that has been like a really great tool. It's beautiful, but also it just is like that reminder. And what's cool about it is the way they created it is it's supposed to kind of give you the same dopamine hits that social media does with like the congratulations, you just got 20 minutes back of your life or 2 hours back of your life. And so anyways, I love it. I'm not paid to talk about them, but I wish I was. And then lastly, I have this device. It's called Core. Now I have not been super consistent with this lately, but this reminds me that I want to get back to it. It's this meditation app and it's this tool. It's basically this little ball that you hold in your hands and it vibrates and it allows you to meditate and it tracks how focused you are and like how calm your nervous system gets while you are meditating. It's super cool. And for people that have really busy brains or struggle to meditate, it can be an amazing tool to help you recognize that you are capable of meditating. And it kind of, again, gamifies it. So it'll tell you how many days you've done it in a row and how relaxed you get during your session. And you can start to see that your body really can be trained to meditate better, which is kind of fun for the achievers in us. And so those are some of the tools and the apps that I love. The final thing that has really helped as a habit, and again, I learned this from Marie, is getting clarity on the one project that you're going to focus on. And for me, focus is so hard, but also like I am so multi-passionate. I have so many ideas. My brain feels like it has a million tabs open. And so when we really look at it, it's like Pareto's principle at play. Usually 80 to 90% of our results come from 10 to 20% of our efforts. And when we get really clear on that, it allows us to really stop doing the things that don't matter and that aren't moving the needle and simplify. Marie teaches this idea of simplify to amplify. And I just think it's so powerful because for so many of us, we feel so overwhelmed because there's so much to do. And so when you gain clarity on what is the one thing, it helps for you to create your to-do list and to audit it and be like, am I actually doing the things that help support the big vision? It also allows you to create really beautiful boundaries, which Marie is so good at this and I respect it as her friend. I can tell what is her one project based on her responses to invitations or things going on. She very beautifully declines things that aren't in alignment with the one thing. And so it allows you to create these beautiful boundaries around your life and your time so that the things that you're focused on are really aiming towards that one project. It just like gives you a whole different ruler to hold your daily life up to. And I think so many of us want to have these like beautiful, full, experienced lives, but our days are so filled with stress and pressure and to-dos that we don't actually get to do that. And so when we get crystal clear on what our values are, what the one thing is, it simplifies everything so that we can amplify our results, our legacy, our joy, our peace, everything, our profits. And so I love this idea. And I think that the way that she teaches it is just like super powerful of really doing an audit and saying like, what is the one thing? And then what am I going to do today to help me get closer to that one thing? And it really kind of clears the clutter and helps you amplify what it is that you want most in your life. So there you have it. These are the productivity and time hacks that have been battle tested in my life against the war of procrastination and unfocus. I hope they help you as much as they have helped me. Before we sign off, if you are ready to finally get a handle on how you spend your time and move through life, like if you are really ready to treat time as your currency and overcome those cycles of stress and hustling harder and burnout and doing all of that on repeat, and if you're curious about what Marie taught me about how I can actually work way less and make more money and have more joy and peace and ease in my life, go to jennakutcher.com/time. Save your seat for her free class, 3 Sneaky Mistakes That Kill Productivity and Tank Profits. You are going to learn how to reclaim hours, days, and even weeks of your time and have a more productive work life, but also have just a more joyful and peaceful life. This is not necessarily about how you can work smarter so that you can work more. It's so that you can have your life back and really claim time as your currency. This is going to help you let your values drive your day-to-day life and help you unlock these cycles of stress. There is a different way to experience life. And I am proud to be out of the time stress world and call myself a time genius. Head to jennakutcher.com/time. You can tune in to her free training. She usually only does this once a year, so make sure you do it now, especially if you feel like you don't have enough time. Give her 1 hour. She's going to change your life just like she changed mine. That's jennakutcher.com/time. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And I pray that this is a year that you invite in more peace and ease into this one beautiful life that you have.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.